Is there something we should be kind of weary of when we go out dining?
Well, you know the saying, in employees we trust. I'm telling you, how to safely dine out is turning out to be interesting because the new rules are requiring so much trust, flexibility, and patience, mainly because they're all new and unfamiliar, right? We are so hyper aware of germs at this point that this pandemic is breathing new life into the old rules that we're all comfortable with. So, you know, even though many of us want our stepping out moment, you know, it's finally come, it's the 4th of July, I'm finding that many people are apprehensive about dining out because home has been their safe place for so long.
How do you know whether a restaurant or even a takeout is kind of safe enough to deal with?
It's a great question. I think communication is key on the part of the restaurant management. The more that they can spell out their safety practices, the more comfortable a customer will feel. So, for instance, in the last week, I've gone out 3 or 4 times, right? I always look for visual clues. Is the restaurant taking these necessary precautions, such as, are the tables being wiped down between seatings? Is the staff wearing masks and gloves? Have they suspended shared items at the table, et cetera? What I'm finding is that it's a steep learning curve for employees because we are finding out that germs do not discriminate. They are everywhere, which makes it really, really difficult to control.
How about gloves? I see a lot of people who are so weary that they're wearing gloves even just to do simple things like open a car door or, you know, at a restaurant, open the door.
I mean, I think gloves are fine, you know, as long as you take them off before you eat. But what worries me more is in terms of dining and having staff not wearing gloves. I've gone to various restaurants where I didn't feel altogether comfortable because germs are everywhere. And there were always going to be a point of contact with our food, right? From preparing it to bringing it to the table to handling glassware, even taking your credit card, you know, hand-to-hand contact is there. So as much as we can minimize that would be great. This is going to really take a lot of trust on the part of the customer, which is why I think people are just still very, very apprehensive.
This might be kind of a tough question for you, Lisa, but are we opening up some of these restaurants and takeouts too soon? I mean, we keep hearing how the cases of the virus are increasing, and yet
right.
We're trying to open up restaurants and places where people can gather. Is it just a tad too soon?
You know, it's a great question, and I don't know that I can, you know, answer that other than to say at this point in time, we've been sheltering, over 100 days. We are still very much in the dark about the virus. We were told 3 months ago that come summer when the warm weather hit, we would have less cases. Well, that's not the case. We're having more, a spike in our state and a few others. I also think that rules are ambiguous at best at this point, and there's little consistency, Curtis, for restaurants or masks, et cetera. So therefore, the comfort level for everyone is going to vary. And what I'm finding is that it's different at every restaurant, which makes it really difficult.
All right. And last question for you. I know a lot of friends say, well, take my word for it. Take my word for it. But really, as you're saying, maybe you shouldn't take their word for it. It has to be something that you're comfortable with.
Right. I would say choose your restaurant wisely. We cannot always count on other people to do what they're supposed to do. We can only count on our own behavior. So if you're uncomfortable, stay home or opt for takeout.